AP News, I'm Hayati Twani.
President Trump is asking his administration to look into President Joe Biden's use of an auto pen to sign pardons and other documents. So far, the Republican inquiry has focused on the final moves of the Biden administration, which they claim may be invalid. House Oversight Chairman James Comer of Kentucky cited a new book that details concerns and debates inside the White House and Democratic Party over Biden's mental state and age. Testifying before a Senate subcommittee, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says the higher tariff on steel and aluminum will reinvigorate domestic manufacturing.
As the president says, you don't make steel, you can't fight a war. So he's protecting that industry, bringing it back. You're going to see more steel and aluminum furnaces and mills in the history of this country be built over the next 3 years. And they're all committed to it, and they're coming.
President Donald Trump is again banning people from countries his administration is deeming dangerous from coming to America. The travel ban is a repeat of an order of his first administration that led to widespread confusion at airports. The Republican president's first travel ban was issued in 2017 and banned travel to the U.S. by citizens of seven predominantly Muslim countries. After legal challenges, the order was reworked until a version was upheld by the Supreme Court in 2018. U.S. President Donald Trump said that Russian President Vladimir Putin told him that he will respond to Ukraine's weekend drone attack on Russian airfields. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country needs more air defenses and weaponry to push Moscow towards real peace talks.
We have no doubt that we can push Russia toward peace. But for that, we must continue to pressure Moscow with all available tools and step by step make its aggression meaningless.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on numbers released on President Trump's signature bill.
The numbers show over the next decade, there would be close to $4 trillion in tax cuts and more than $2 trillion added to the deficit. Also, close to 11 million more people would be without health insurance by 2034. House Minority Leader Steve Scalise doesn't trust the CBO numbers.
They've always been wrong, and they've always ignored what tax cuts will do to grow the American economy.
For Democrats,
this is across-the-board disaster.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president's bill isn't big and beautiful, but big and ugly.
What will be enacted is not Donald Trump's soothing words, but the actual reality of harsh cuts where people lose health care, where people's premiums go up, where hospitals close, nursing homes close, and people are laid off.
The president wants to sign the bill on the 4th of July. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Hayati Twani, AP News.